You haven't seen a broom?
I've seen a broom, but
plastic
the straw
one?
Is different. It's made of straw, but it's not the same straw.
They're different qualities. This is the best. There's one that's not strong enough.
Do you grow that straw as a crop?
Or? Yes. I imagine like hay. And that's the feeling I get. I don't know. The men used to raise it next to a farm. But we only saw it when it was like that.
You would tell me yesterday that, you know, she did the washing and ironing.
Who?
It was done every day.
Yes, we wash every single day.
But is there a place here that, like, a bachelor or someone would take his laundry, I mean his clothes?
To be washed by someone else? Not anymore. They're washateria. So all he has to do is go to a washateria and have his clothes washed.
Does he do that himself?
Then? Yes.
Is there a place that someone else does it for him?
There are a lot of ladies who do ironing. I think they charge about $1 a dozen.
And what would you call the place? Commercial?
They're private homes.
There's no commercial?
No.
Place. What would you call a commercial place on there?
You mean like a laundry? We call it La Tintorería.
And we were talking yesterday about the porches, the last thing. And I wanted to ask you, downtown, there's some places where there's something upstairs where you can walk out of the building.
Yes, balconies.
Is that the same as a porch?
No, we would call that a balcony because it's in a second story level.
So
a porch would be a one story level. A balcony would be a second story.
Well, could you have any kind of porch on the second story? If it had a roof on it, would it be a balcony?
Yes, it would be a balcony.
And if the door is open and you want it to be closed, you do what to it?
La cierras la puerta.
That means to
close the door.
Is any other way of saying that? Like shut the
cierra.
Do you ever hear the word shut? What, to for anything?
Like shut up? Cállate would be the
What about on the window? You have the shutters?
Sí. Cierra las persianas.
That means close.
Cierra la puerta.
So you don't
cierra la boca. I mean, shut your mouth would be even cierra la boca.
But you don't say shut the door.
No.
And the outside of the buildings here, the weather doesn't affect them as much as it does in some places, it seems.
Because we have only brick mostly. But we have extremes in weather. Like we can have a very, very dry the length of time, like sometimes we've been without rain for 9 or 10 months. One time we were without rain for 3 years and the river dried up completely. I mean, it dried up.
You remember that?
Yes, we could walk. It was about 2 years before I got married, so it must have been like 51. Then when I got married, that was 53. No, that was 1954. We had a very terrible flood. In fact, we had trouble getting the flowers for my wedding because everything was flooded. After that, many years of drought.
Well, now they built Lake Falcone about that time.
Yes.
What effect did it have? Is that what made the river dry?
It was dry before that, just before that.
And the flood, what did it do to the river?
It filled up the dam almost completely to where they have to open up the gates and let the water flow through.
And did it do anything to the town here? Did it affect the town?
The dam?
The flood?
The flood? No, the dam, yes, it was there by then because I remember Eisenhower came for inauguration. He didn't do a thing. No, he didn't harm us at all.
What about on the other side? It's lower over there, isn't it?
They had to come and stay this side of the river. They all came. And we had to provide shelter for the people from Camargo and from across the border.
Because they were flooded out?
Yes, especially the people from Camargo.
What did the flood, what did the drought, what do you call that time when it doesn't rain like that?
Seca, dryness.
And so you say you had a long?
Una seca muy larga.
And how does that in English?
A long drought.
Yeah, what did that do to tear everything around here?
Financially, it was terrible, especially for the farmers.
Did it?
And then there was a lot of screw worm also.